Well, church, it is so good to be with you on this Easter weekend, this Good Friday service. For those of you that are joining us for the first time, my name is Pastor Mitch. I am the campus pastor here at Life Center. And like normal, I just kind of go off script. I jumped on the stage way too early today. But it was really an honor to stand in behind our worship team and just worship alongside this incredible congregation towards a God who truly deserves our worship. And we're going to focus on that this morning on this Good Friday. A God who truly deserves our worship. Good Friday is an invitation for all of us to pause in the midst of our year, to pause in the midst of this month, there's no more snow, to pause in the midst of our week, to pause today, and to remember what was done on the cross for each of us. Whether you've known Jesus for a long time, or maybe you're here this morning on an invitation, the truth of the cross is for all of us today. That a perfect man, Jesus, fully God, chose to willingly walk towards the cross so that each and every person in this room who desires freedom could walk free. We sang it this morning. But this is an invitation for all of us to remember that your chains are broken in Jesus' name. Not because of what you have done, not because of your willpower, your determination, or your discipline. It is an invitation to remember this morning that we can't, but Jesus can. It's an invitation to this morning to remember that we have been given within this realm of free will the invitation to receive this incredible gift of the cross and then also to decide how we will respond in that. It's an invitation this morning to remember that all of our sins have been paid for. That the Messiah who was proclaimed in the Old Testament has come, not as many would have anticipated, not as anyone would have written his own story, but he has come, and his name is Jesus. And he fulfilled prophecy after prophecy after prophecy, teaching a new understanding of who the Father truly is. Found in the Old Testament, but only if you can go beyond simply the words that are written in black and white, Jesus understood the heart of the Father and taught it to each and every one of us. He did not introduce a new Father, but a fresh revelation of who the Father has always been. God is love. And that love, as confusing as it may be, is personified through the cross. Good Friday is a reminder that we have been invited to worship the Lord in full. We can't, but Jesus can. Jesus was never shy about inviting people into moments of revelation and the miraculous. In John chapter 6, verses 6 to 10, Jesus finds himself on a Sabbath where he had entered the synagogue and he was teaching. And a man was there whose right hand was withered, and the scribes and the Pharisees, as they watched him, they were doing so to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath, which was against the law. They did this so that they might find reason to accuse him, but he knew their thoughts. And he turned and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come and stand here." And he rose and stood there. And Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save a life or to destroy it. And after looking around at all of them, he said to him, stretch out your hand. Stretch out your hand was an invitation for this person who would be largely ignored in all of these meetings within the synagogue. It was an invitation to those who would be pushed to the back, to those things that others would choose instead to keep hidden and simply dismiss. Stretch out your hand was an invitation for this man to come forward, to place in front of Jesus all the things that he would have rather hidden and kept secret. It is not simply an act of compassion, but here is an invitation for this individual to step forward so that God's power to restore could be revealed. Church, this morning on Easter weekend, on Good Friday, we bring what is broken into the light. We remember that it is only Jesus who can restore. And in that exchange, as we present our brokenness before the Lord, as we recognize that his son died on our behalf, transformation takes place. Stretch out your hand. And he did so. And his hand was restored. Today, in a grand reversal, Jesus, who knew no sin, is the one who stretches out his hands, taking on our sin and our shame, not just to heal a part of us, but to heal the whole of us. Today, it's appropriate to think about death. And while I know nothing of yours or my own, this is what it is that Jesus makes perfectly clear in Luke chapter 8, verses 17. That there will come a day where nothing is concealed that won't be revealed, and nothing hidden that won't be made known and brought to light. On that day, between us and the Father, there is nothing except for what is true. And in that moment of truth, we'll be standing in one of two realities. Some version where we believed that we could, that we were enough, or within the finished work that only Jesus can provide. Today is called good because Jesus died the death that you and I deserve and provided the grace that you and I could never earn. Today is an invitation that requires faith for each of us to expose that sin, to present the withered hand before the Lord, to realize that we are not broken. But through the cross and his finished work, God has brought redemption for all of us. Today is good because Jesus did what we can't. Church, this morning we have an invitation. For some today, it's an invitation to recognize for the very first time that the reason that you're so tired, the reason that you feel like you don't know which way to turn, rather to the left or to the right, is because you've been going about this all in your own power. Maybe you're here this morning and it's an invitation for you to remember that the peace that you're desperately seeking will not be found in any book other than the word of the Lord. It won't be found in anything that this world can provide because you have not been created to be left within this world. We are in the world, but we are not of it. We bear the image of the invisible Father. For some of us, it's an invitation for the very first time to recognize that what Jesus did on the cross was the price that all of us should have had to pay, but because of him, we can simply accept what he has done. For others today, it's a reminder that we have been invited into this moment of worship. Isn't that incredible? Church, this morning as we dove into those songs, as we've dove into God's word, it's a reminder for us that we have a choice because true love is a choice. As Jesus stretched out his hands on the cross for every one of us, One of the criminals looked at him and saw. And another looked at him and mocked. And humanity has been given the choice to do one or the other. This morning, there are many who will look at the cross and will mock and will lean on their own strength. But church, this morning, we have been given an invitation to remember what a gift it is to worship the one true God. To enter into this moment. As Jesus was entering into the city of Jerusalem and the streets were crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. The same Pharisees and Sadducees would bring about all these false accusations that would lead us to today, to Good Friday. Asked Jesus to tell them all to be quiet. And he said, if they choose to be silent, the rocks will cry out in worship. Because the rest of creation doesn't have a choice. Humanity has been created in this unique circumstance where within our free will, God says, will you cry out? Will you choose me? This morning, we don't sing songs because they sound good. We sing songs because our God is worthy of worship. Because of what he has done for each and every one of us, we have the opportunity, we have the choice to respond from that position of love and say, yes, you are the king and you are worthy and my price has been paid by your son. This morning, we have an invitation on Good Friday to remember what it is that he has done and now the option that we have in response. And so, church, I want to encourage you today, live a life of worship. You have been created to be in relationship with the Father. Because of the cross, that opportunity for relationship is open. If you would say, I choose Jesus. And in that moment of choice, we need to remember to choose, not just on Good Friday, but every single day. To remember that we have also been given the privilege and the option to choose who we will worship.